The rates are based on a per performance rate, so that every time a song is played, they want to know basically how many people were listening and how much you pay is based on that. So you get penalized for being a successful internet broadcaster.
Vicky Santa is the station manager at WMNF. She said after some internal discussion, the station decided not to cease broadcasting on the internet today.
What we have done is we have put a message that comes up when you click on listen to the WMNF internet stream that explains the concept of the Day of Silence, the need for listeners to be aware of the issue, and gives a test of, I don't know, it's 10 to 15 seconds or so of silence of what the internet might sound like just a few weeks from now if this rate system goes into place. We chose not to go completely silent because we have a voice that we can use to encourage people to explore the issue for themselves.
In March, the Copyright Royalty Board, or CRB, announced it would raise royalties for internet broadcasters, moving them from a per-song rate to a per-listener rate. The increase would be retroactive to the beginning of 2006 and would double over the next 5 years. Thus, the more listeners a station has, the more it would have to pay. Ted Leibowitz is with Bagel Radio. He runs his online operation out of his apartment in San Francisco. He told KCRW Radio that he can provide for an underserved radio audience and do it without a lot of money.
And I can pick out things and say, hey, you know what? This is really good. And you recommend a few things to people and you put those acts into context with other acts that they already know. And, you know, maybe add some personal stories about the bands and seeing the acts live and explain why you love them. And, of course, you got to be right. And then people come back and they trust you and they want to hear more. And there's a lot of people like me that do that. And we won't be able to do that if the Copyright Royalty Board decision is not radically altered or completely superseded.
WAMU in Washington, D.C.'s general manager Karen Mathis airs three different streams of broadcasting on their website, including one 24-hour stream of bluegrass music. She told KCRW that those choices bring a lot of listeners to their internet station.
People tell us all the time about the joy of exposure to these different kinds of artistic expression that our streaming services deliver, and that they go out and buy this music that they otherwise wouldn't have even known about. And a recurring theme, Ruth, that we hear from our streamies is choice and the freedom to sample content that's not consistently found on mainstream broadcast radio. That's of paramount importance to the people we hear from.
WMNF's Vicky Santa says there is congressional legislation in the works to try to thwart the July 15th planned increase in royalty rates for internet radio.
That if successful by July 15th, which is the deadline date, will set aside those rate increases. And there is also a court case being pushed to stay the payment of fees until this can be rectified.